A message from my heart in Christ to your dear hearts about answered prayer and fruit bearing. I'm sure you want more of that in your lives. We all do. Answered prayer and fruit bearing. So let me read to you some instructions from God's Word about it. Romans 7, 1 and 2 and 4. Do you not know, brethren, that I speak to those who know the law? The law has dominion over man as long as he lives. But the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. Verse 4. Therefore, my brethren, you also become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him, Lord Jesus, who was raised from the dead, that you should bear fruit to God. Fruit bearing. Hallelujah. Through acknowledging to receiving that Christ the Lord is with you and his victory and his history is yours. Precious ones, through Christ the Lord, you can reckon and experience being dead to the old sinful nature. This is what the word is talking about here. It says, as long as it's living, your old sinful nature is living and active, you won't bear the fruit that God wants you to bear, beloved ones. But as you, through the Holy Spirit and your choices by the Holy Spirit, put to death that old sinful nature and choose, and by the Holy Spirit walk in your new nature, you will bear fruit unto God, which is what he wants. Oh, God wants you to bear fruit, and he also says in the Word of God that your fruit would remain. Everything you and I do in the Lord Jesus Christ will remain. Every good thing I'm doing, even through this radio program and telecast that we have as well, Eternally Yours, it's fruit-bearing because it's of God. What is of God, no one can hinder in your life and mine. And what is of God, it endures forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, dear ones, you can truly, it is written, I'll say it again, if you be married to Christ, to him who was raised from the dead, you will bear fruit unto God. And now, what about answered prayer? Well, I have a word for that too today. John 15, where it says very clearly, verse 7 and 8. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done unto you. By this my Father is glorified that you will bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So can you see, precious ones, when God answers prayer, he's glorified. He's glorifying his son Jesus, who we pray in his name, his life. And also, not only is he glorified, but you're bearing fruit. Hallelujah. So prayer's answered and bearing fruit, it goes hand in hand. Hallelujah. So how do you abide in Christ and his words abide in you? Well, you read the word regularly, daily. Be a noble one, daily search the word. And abide in Christ, just yield to his lordship. As simple as that. God help us do it, we agree. In Jesus' holy name. And all God's children out there say, amen, amen.